Hello, dear listeners. Here is the latest episode of my podcast, Creating a Future, part of the Way Forward series. What does it take to be happy? Our consumer society claims to have the answer. According to it, to be happy, we need to consume. Consume a lot. Consume ever more, and consume everything, both material and symbolic goods, personal services, as well as technological, cultural, sporting or entertainment services. We consume to display our social success and a membership of the ruling class, or at the very least, to avoid appearing as members of the class of the losers and the oppressed. We consume to derive immediate pleasure and rapid, repeated gratification. And this is done from an individualistic perspective. Happiness is for me, and me alone. If necessary, at the expense of others, without, of course, giving the slightest thought to non-human life or to future generations. Everything for me alone, right now. And then I shall be fully happy. That is the promise. All this seems self-evident. All this appears to be underpinned by the immediate experience of tangible pleasures. Eating a rich, sugary meal. Having sex with a satisfying partner. Winning a sports match. Either oneself or vicariously by having supported the winner. Showing the neighbors one's new car. Or talking over dinner in town about one's latest holiday in a faraway, exotic, original, and different place. We have every reason to believe it. This doctrine is drummed into us hundreds of times a day through every possible form of propaganda. These forms are often highly visible and designed to be so. The advertising hoardings disfiguring our towns and cities. The adverts interrupting programs on commercial television and radio channels. The banners cluttering up our visits to websites and our use of social media. Others are more insidious. Fiction programs claiming to depict middle-class households, yet set in a material environment implying incomes four times higher, or presenting callous, cynical, and domineering brutes as positive role models. This doctrine is also conveyed to us through the prevailing political and economic discourse, according to which the aim of all public action is the indefinite growth of GDP, and therefore of consumption, if possible at the frenzied rates seen in Western Europe during the 1950s and 60s, and in China from the 1990s to 2010. There is just one problem, and it is a major one. This narrative is false. Profoundly, completely false. What the scientific findings that have studied the relationship between the individual pursuit of materialistic goals on the one hand and happiness or well-being on the other teach us is that the pursuit of these goals creates a sense of emptiness, deep dissatisfaction. and depressive and self-destructive behavior. In very concrete terms, people pursuing materialistic goals are more heavily in debt, have poorer quality interpersonal relationships, are less motivated by their work or studies, and report lower levels of personal and physical well-being. These findings are consistent with the teachings of numerous wisdom traditions from across the spectrum of human civilization. What other scientific findings teach us, and which is again consistent with these same traditions of wisdom, is, on the contrary, that lasting happiness arises from acting together with others, in a way we have chosen ourselves, whilst feeling secure and confident about the future, towards a goal that has a meaning beyond the self. This goal may be, for example, a present or future human community, an aspect of life or beauty, or an idea of goodness or truth. This may seem naive or idealistic, yet it is rooted in empirical observation. Whether in the context of production cooperatives, local political or social activism, or collectively tended gardens, people participating in these collectives are happier, more energetic, healthier, more optimistic, and more enterprising than those who do not. The cosmopolitical cooperative applies these scientific findings to its long-term vision, the society of agreement, and to its day-to-day operations. Our long-term vision of a deeply just, sustainable, and democratic society, the society of agreement, brings happiness because it ensures security for the future, meaningful work, and democratic participation for everyone. Our day-to-day activities are organized into freely formed teams centered on concrete projects that all converge, to varying degrees, towards the realization of the society of agreement. Anyone is free to propose these projects and to amend them once they have started, as well as to decide on their implementation. We protect ourselves against potentially hostile reactions from those around us by using strict pseudonymity. You can experience all of this for yourself by taking part in our activities. You will also be able to listen to the next episode in the coming days. See you soon.